Today's Mishnayos is Masechtes Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. Today's Mishnayos is being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Arye Tzvi, Ben Rabbi Chanuch Hendel, the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Dami. So the theme of the second Perek of Masechtes Peah has been, a person is obligated to leave the Peah of his field for the Aniyim and for the Gerim. The question is, how do you define a field? So each field requires one portion of peah, but sometimes it could be a little bit confusing in terms of defining what exactly a field is. So the beginning of the parak talked about what happens if you have a road or a path that goes through a field. What if you have a stream? What if you have a fence? What if you have an irrigation canal? Do we say that this thing that cuts through the field divides the field into two? Thus, there would be two obligations of peah, or do we say no? It's still considered one field, and as a result, there would be only one obligation of peah. The previous Mishnah talked about a similar case, and that is, what if you have one field, but within the one field, you have two crops that grow? Do you say that each crop requires its own peah? Or maybe at the end of the day, it's one field. And being that it's one field, so it's for that reason, you're only going to be obligated to pay and to leave one payer. What happens if you have one crop or two crops, but the way the field is produced is it happens in two granos? So the farmer went and he gathered the field once, and then a few weeks later, he went and gathered it a second time. Maybe each geirin would require its own payah. So the previous Mishnah had said, the one halacha that we need for today's Mishnah is, and that is, that in the event that you have two minim, two different crops that are growing in the field, however, the two crops are me'inyin le'inyin ba'oysa inyin. So for example, you have a field and there's wheat growing in the field. However, you have two different species of wheat. You have this type of wheat, you have that type of wheat. So there the halacha is, that being that really they're one crop, but there are shtickel, two crops, that one, why? It's all wheat. It's two because this type of wheat and that type of wheat. So what's the determining factor? What we look at is the geirin. If you did it in one geirin, then you're going to have to leave one peah. If you did it in two granos, then you're going to have to leave two peahs. That was a halacha that was mentioned in Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav is going to restate that halacha, almost verbatim. However, the Mishnah is going to tell us a story. Not the type of stories that you learn in Agadat Gemara. These are the types of stories that you learn when you're learning Mishnayos Peah. Not such a dramatic story, but at the same time, a story that brings out a little bit of the history, a little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to this halacha that we just mentioned. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Maisa, there was a story, Shazara, Rab Shimon Isha Mitzpah, Lifnei, Rabbi Gamliel, where Rab Shimon Isha Mitzpah had planted two types of wheats in one field, and it happened in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel. What does that mean? Rabbi Gamliel was standing in the field? No, it means he had a shiloh. He wasn't sure, one payah, two payahs, and he brought the shiloh to Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that the olu shneye lelishkas hagosis v'shalu. Rabbi Gamliel himself wasn't sure what the halach is. He said, "No, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzpah, let's go together to the Lishkas Hagazis. Let's go find out what the halach is." So what were they going to find out by the Lishkas Hagazis? The Lishkas Hagazis was a lishka. It was a chamber that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And you know who was in the Lishkas Hagazis? The Sanhedrin. So in other words, they said, let's go to the Sanhedrin. We're going to go to the highest Supreme Court in the entire land, and we're going to ask them what the halach is. One payah, because at the end of the day, all you have in this field is wheat, or two payahs because it's two different types of wheat. So the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzpah and Rav Gamliel both went to the Lishkas Hagazis. And when they came to the Lishkas Hagazis, they met Nochum Halavler, Nochum the scribe. So his job was to transcribe everything that took place in the Sanhedrin. So Amar Nochum Halavler. Nochum Halavler said, "Mekubalani mi Rabbi Yosha. I heard from Rabbi Yosha. Shekibel me Abba, who was Mekabel from his father. Shekibel min Hazugais, who was Mekabel from the Zugais. Who were the Zugais? So the Zugais are mentioned in Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. These were five groups of peers of Talmidei Chachamim that were the Moistrei HaTorah. So these were Zugais, which means a peer of Gedolim that were together the ones that made sure that the Torah Shebaal Peh wouldn't be forgotten. So before the Torah Shebaal Peh was able to be written, there was always the Moiser HaTorah. There was one person in the generation who carried on himself the mantle and the responsibility to make sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. There were five generations where it wasn't one, it was two. Who were they? Yosi ben Yoyezer, Ish Treda and Yosi ben Yochanan and Ish Yerushalayim, that was one peer. Yeshua ben Prach and Nita Arbeli, that was another peer. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, a third peer. That next peer is a little more famous, Shmaya and Avtalion, and the fifth peer, very famous, Hill and Shammai. But anyway, so Nachum Alavu said, I have a Kabbalah from Yosha, who was Mekabel from his father, who was Mekabel from these Zugos, Sheikh Kiblu Mena Nevi'im, who themselves were Mekabel from the Nevi'im, who said, Halach al-Moshe Mi-Sinai, that there's Halach al-Moshe Mi-Sinai that states, Hazeireya, Sadeo Shnei Mi-Nechitin. If somebody plants his field, and there were two types of wheat, Ima Son Goyre Nachas, if he gathered them all in one shot, Nois and Peyachas, he would have to give one pay. Shtei Gronis, if however, he brought them in, he produced them in two times, he gathered them in two times, Nois and Shtei Peyas, in that event, it wouldn't be one pay, it would be two payas, which is exactly the Halach of the previous Mishnah, albeit with a story. So Mishnah Zayin. So before we start Mishnah Zayin, just one piece of information, one halacha that we have to chazer, and that is, the ideal way to leave peya is, a person has a field, there's crops growing in the field, you're cutting the field, you're harvesting the field, you want to go take everything that's growing, all the wheat, all the barley, all the corn, whatever it is, it says in the Torah, loy sechala pa'as sadcha liktzar, meaning, uvekutzurchem es ktzir artzachem, you're harvesting your field, don't harvest the entire field. Don't take everything. Meaning you should leave a corner standing. We saw earlier, what happens if a person violated this? He went and he cut every last piece of grain that's standing in his field. Done? There's no pay anymore? No. There's still a chiv peya, chiv deiraisa. There's still an obligation to now take the wheat that you already cut and be mafresh a shear of peya. Whatever the shear is, that was the topic of the beginning of the Masechta, and that's something that you're supposed to leave over. What if you started processing it still? Meaning, the halacha is that it doesn't matter what you do, you're always supposed to leave peya. Stating that, the Mishnah now is going to mention a halacha that says that really the only time a person's obligated to leave peya, even after he cuts the grain in his field, is if he cut it himself, or it was cut in a traditional way. However, there's certain things that if the tefuah was cut and harvested in that way, then the halacha is that after it's cut and after it's harvested already, at that point there wouldn't be a chiyuv peah. So the Mishnah, sada shekatzrua goyim, a sada, a field where the grain was cut by an eini Yehudi, by a non-Jew, through a listin, or by robbers, meaning people that don't own the field, they came in and they started hacking and they started cutting all the field. Kirsamur namalim, or animals, ants, they ate into the grain and that caused all the crops and all the grain to be ripped out of the ground. Shavus the haruach, or a wind came and it knocked out all the crops. Oibahem, or an animal ate it, or not physically ate it, but ate the roots out, and as a result, it's all on the ground. So the halach is ptura. At this point, you're not going to be chayiv in peya. So again, even though we said that ordinarily, if you go ahead and you cut the tfuah, even though you weren't supposed to, but now from the cut tfuah, go leave peya, but that's only if you cut it. But in the event that it was cut in one of these ways, then there's not going to be a chayiv. Katz a chetzi, because we listim chetzi. What would be if you cut half of it? And then the listim, or not just the listim, or the goyim, or the namalim, or the ruach of the behemah went, and they cut the rest of it, Torah, still you're going to be potter. The reason is because the original chiyuv peya is while the grain is standing. Now, if you go ahead and cut it, you're still going to be chayiv after you cut it. However, if it was cut not by you, it was cut in any one of these ways, then you're not going to be chayiv. And what's the makar to this? You need a makar to say this, right? There's a difference if I cut it, or if the ants cut it, or if a behemoth cuts it, or if the wind cuts it, or if goyim cut it, or if the listim cut it. So it's based on the pasuk that mentions the halach of peya. Uve kutzrechem es ktzir artzechem, lo yisachalo pasot chalikzor. And we darshan uve kutzrechem. When you cut it, that's when there's a chiyuv peya. So if you cut, then even after you cut, there'll be a chiyuv peya. But if it wasn't kutzrechem, it was akum that it did it. Akum is not kutzrechem. Or it was listim. It didn't belong to the listim that went ahead and did it. Or it was ruach, nemalim, behema. That's not bekutzrechem. Therefore, in that case, even though if you would have cut it, still would be a chiyuv peya, but if any one of the aforementioned things in the Mishnah would be what cuts it, then there would be no chiyuv peya after it was already harvested.